Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
A couple of times I've on this podcast, I've actually played clips from No Agenda, which is a podcast I listen to on a fairly regular basis. And it's been around for about 8 years and discusses politics and is and deconstructs media. And I enjoy listening to it. It's funny as well. But I was listening to an older episode not too long ago, and I actually ran across this a clip that I've actually heavily edited it because it was over the course of like about 10 or 15 minutes in the show. But it was about how public broadcasting works and how. You know how they do the pledge drives? Well, this is a much older deconstruction from Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak, but I'm going to play it for you now, and so you kind of understand how this stuff works. And this is the kind of stuff that's why I listen to No Agenda, right? You pull out little things like this, and you just kind of go, "Ah, oh, that's how that works." And so you're not as surprised or maybe pulled in maybe by the bull crap that sometimes is out there. Enjoy.
I want to talk about public broadcasting a little bit.
Public broadcasting sucks off of the teat of global industry. Every NPR or public broadcasting program is sponsored by huge companies such as General Electric, who are embedded firmly in the middle of ClimateGate. Who will make
and Monsanto
warn stuff? Yeah, there's Monsanto. There's British Petroleum. Monsanto.
Archer Midland's Daniels Dominion, whatever they are.
Archer Daniel Midland Company, who make all kinds of chemicals. That's what the Informant was about, the Matt Damon movie that went nowhere. Funny book. They tried to make the movie really funny, but the book was actually just funny in the unbelievable, unbashful way that these executives buy off politicians. Warren Buffett's son involved in that whole scandal, never talked about. Yeah, these are the big companies. So you know that they're not going to talk about anything that goes against these big sponsors. So if it's General Electric, they're not going to talk negative about the president. They're not going to talk negative or be critical of the war machine, the military-industrial complex, or in this case, even about climate change, as General Electric stands to be a huge beneficiary of the money that is being sent by the poor citizens of Gitmo Nation Europe. It's being sent over without their consent, without them voting on it, by a bunch of politicians who have hijacked all these nations in Europe in the European Union under the Lisbon Treaty.
Okay, so one of the interesting tricks, actually my son spotted this, and I don't know why, because I've been watching these things way too long, I didn't notice it, and he never watches this stuff ever. And it's this is like a setup, this is not even local, they have these people standing, and they have this woman that's interviewing this Beckwith character, standing in front of a whole bunch of old-fashioned CRTs that people sitting behind with a little ear thing in there, and they're supposedly taking calls, right? It's a set. And it's not even a set local. This is one of those systems where there's a PBS that does this, and then you get a, you know,
it's a set that on a Lazy Susan when it's time to
yeah,
to,
and they're not that, but they probably one group gets part of the money because they set this up and they're the sales pitch, and
sure,
the local station gets a piece of it,
sure,
maybe less than half.
Oh, it's a very sophisticated system. They know what they're doing. Yeah,
but so they have. But here's the joke of it. Now you're gonna play clip D. Tone, and what I want people to listen to here is the laughable, because you got to imagine everyone's on headsets and they're all behind these monitors, and they're the laughable use of an old fashioned Bakelite phone bell ringing, as if there's a phone sitting there ringing with bells in it.
Hello, I'm Lina Heil, and we hope you are enjoying this show with Michael Bernard Beckwith. Perhaps his philosophy has really made you think about your own spiritual journey and what you can do to lead a more fulfilling life. One of Michael's beliefs is that you need to participate fully in your life and contribute to your community in significant ways.
Okay, now stop. Now,
the
it's
phones
not
are
just
ringing
the,
off the hook.
It's not even the stupid ringing. It's where they place it. There's always a suggestive word, and then the phone rings to get your attention.
Let me listen again. Hold on.
Is that you need to participate fully in your life.
Participate. participate fully, and that's when the ring goes.
Yeah.
Do you think this is all pre-produced, right? Is it?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'm telling you, I got more clips to prove my point.
Okay. Is that you need to participate fully in your life and contribute to your community in significant ways. One way you can do that is by supporting this public television station.
Oh, fantastic. People have to realize that this is advertising 101, okay? This is mind control 101. You're so dead on, John. Put it right near the word participate and support. Put that ring in, and there's no phones that ring. These days, just a light goes on.
I think there may be another one. Then there's another phone cue on the next clip.
Here it comes.
We hope you think that is a valuable community service.
If
you
valuable community service, ring. I'm hearing bells.
Do please pick a membership that's right for you and give us a call.
Oh.
Is that beautiful?
That's unbelievable. But, you know, this is...
It's actually creepy. People should be so put off by this. They should never give another nickel to PBS. They're using you as a stooge.
People don't realize that when you're watching a sitcom, there's a laugh track. Yes, intellectually you understand it, but you forget about it. And the show is kind of funny, but the laugh track, and that's sophisticated. I mean, this is not just like some stock stuff. You know, they've got different people that they highlight. I mean, it's not just one track. You know, they've got multiple things running. It's a very sophisticated manner to make you feel comfortable because you're laughing with the crowd. And this is done all the time in broadcasting.
Point is that this phony baloney ringtone, which is, it gets your attention, and it's always done on a keyword hit, and it's designed to separate you from your money or to hypnotize you. I mean, I just find the thing to be abhorrent and disgusting that they would even have this on, you know, supposedly our national treasure, which of course we slam constantly because it's a scam. And they have advertising, and then they want your money too.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.